Welcome to OK Sis. We are two cultural observers
and curious minds who happen to be related.
I'm Scout.
And I'm Maddie. Get ready for some serious sororal energy
as we chat about and comment on one another's current fixation of the week.
Ready, sisters? Welcome back to Happy Hour. It's OK Sis. My name is Mads.
I am Scout. And today we have the beautiful, the amazing, powerful, who we fangirl over every day, Shani Darden.
I love you guys. I really do.
Do you know, like, how many, we probably say the name Shani Darden Retinol, or just Shani Darden, about the same amount that I say I'm bipolar, you know?
Oh, yeah. Really? That's great.
It's a lot.
So it's a lot is what she's trying to say.
I love that. I love it.
I know. So just a little backstory. You were on our podcast in the very beginning. You came on and one of the first guests, which was like such a blessing for us.
Also, we apologize for our amateur unprofessionalism. We literally walked into your spa like 30 minutes early and made your whole staff really uncomfortable. And we should have just waited outside.
No, it's so great. And I met you guys through Nichelle.
Exactly. I know. And it was so interesting because you were so gracious with your time. I mean, obviously you are just like a woman about town. You are such an incredible esthetician and you have
your
such
important
clients. I know. Well, we'll talk about the new spa. I mean, we need to go there soon.
Oh, wait, let's talk about what's going on with you in quarantine. Catch us up. What's life like?
I'm good. I mean, obviously the world's crazy, so it's not like awesome, but I feel like it was really like I was handling it in the beginning. Then everything went on with the riots and the protests and all of that. Like that was all obviously has been really hard. And so now just like getting back, I took like 2 weeks off to like, just like regroup. And now I'm feeling better. Like I'm back in it slowly. But you know, it's been good. I worked a lot. I mean, everybody works a lot, but I was seeing about 5-6 people a day. So it's been, that was really hard on me. So I like that I'm like, now I can go back and say, you know what? I'm not going to do 6 people a day. I'm going to do it this way.
Also, I think last time we talked, you were finally getting to the point where you weren't doing Saturdays or weekends or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I said, but then I was. So, yeah, it's too hard for me because if somebody asks me, I have guilt and I'm like, okay, I'll be there. So this has been good. And also I launched in Sephora during like, I don't know how many weeks during this. And obviously like that wasn't the plan. I was getting ready for my big party for launch at Sephora. And then we had to cancel it and it was this whole thing. So it was a really weird time, but the good thing is that, you know, I think we were all nervous that I wouldn't have been able to put in the time for the launch, but now I'm putting in so much, that's all I'm doing is focusing on that. So that part of it has been good. And I actually really like that. Not that I don't like giving facials, because I truly do, and I'll definitely keep doing them. I just can't do it that way.
Yeah, and I mean, your product line is superb. I mean, we're going to talk about it, but kind of give us a little rundown of each of the products that you offer. I mean, everyone knows your retinol reform, but you have a line of kind of every step of skincare available.
Almost. I'm not completely there and I don't know what I'll do. My goal was always just to put out good products. And I work with a lot of different, I work with a lot of other lines. And I love their products. So I like to mix and match. I always feel like full lines. I don't know if there's a full line for everyone. You know what I mean? So I have a cleanser that's a gentle cleanser for all skin types, a toner, which is for normal to oily skin types. It's really good at reducing oil production, 2 different retinols, retinol reform, and then texture reform, which is a gentler form of retinol, and then a weightless moisturizer, which is just an oil-free moisturizer that's really nice, hydrating, won't clog your pores. And so then I'm going to be launching more products, but I'm pretty slow with all of it. I have 2 really great ones coming out soon. But I'm just like a slow,
which is fine. I mean, you need to perfect them. And as everyone knows on the pod, I have been using your toner and the retinol reform, and my skin is, everyone knows we went through our troubles.
We went through a shitty phase when we saw you.
When we
first
saw you.
So
and a lot of it for me.
I want to see you guys again. I would love to see
you.
Oh
my God.
Look at this. It's looking great. It's looking great.
Yeah.
I love how this is an audio format.
Sorry,
that's okay.
There's no pimples.
But it was interesting because especially during quarantine, actually, I was feeling like my skin felt like rough. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's like every time I put on like a calming mask or something, like I still felt like it was rough to the touch. And honestly, it was your retinol. I started doing it more consistently and daily. And then obviously I didn't do it when I was doing Dr. Dennis Gross peel pads, which I highly recommend as well. And for the past couple weeks, it has been soft and supple, and the redness. And also whenever I break out, it just helps to, one, stop the breakouts in its tracks, but then also helps your skin to recover from the breakouts.
I love that.
So I've been loving, I mean, We can never say more like good things about it.
When we first came to interview you, Shawnee, I didn't even have a skincare routine. I was using like Cetaphil. And now you gave us a bunch of samples. I swear by IS Clinical now for me. And I have like a 7-step routine. I am like,
I love that you're so into it.
I am
now.
So into it. Like sometimes in the middle of the day, I'm like, I wish I could go through my routine again. But I know that's probably not the best thing for your skin to do it that much.
But it's also probably great that you're not wearing as much makeup.
We don't wear makeup.
Perfect. Yeah, that's great though. I mean, I think that that's amazing. I think that people are finding what a difference it makes. I know that, I mean, obviously we're all going to wear makeup after. Well, not makeup. Yeah. But I don't even know how to apply it. But I think that it's great to know that there's so many like foundations and things like that out there that are clogging your pores. So,
okay. So let's talk about a little more about quarantine. You are a mom and you have two little adorable girls. Talk to us about like, are you homeschooling them? Like, what is the day like with them home?
Well, we just now are on summer vacation now. So now it's going to be tough. It's only been, what is today, Tuesday?
Yes.
Today's Tuesday. So Monday, this was the first week. But before that, they were in homeschooling. Really easy for my 11-year-old because she can do it by herself. So we wouldn't see her the whole day. It was super easy except for when she would text and be like, can I have a Caesar salad? So that was difficult. But with my younger one in the beginning, it was a huge struggle. So we had a babysitter. It was actually one of our friends' babysitters that they were like, we don't want to see anyone. She went in quarantine, got tested, and then she started coming in and helping us. And she also is a substitute teacher.
Oh, damn.
So she came and helped us because my husband and I were definitely schools not, wouldn't be something I could help you with. So thank God, because with a little one, 7 years old, all she would do is it's a computer. She would just get up and we'd be like, go back to your teacher. You know what I mean? So it's going to be challenging now. And I think a lot of people are going to be going away. People are trying to get out of here. And so I don't know what we'll do with our kids. I don't know what will happen. It's going to be, it's hard with work for sure. So I don't know if there's like Zoom camps, but I'm going to find out.
That's not a bad idea. I feel like if I was a parent during quarantine, I would pay someone to do all their homework and just like put on a movie, you know, like really who cares if they know how to 2 + 2 = 4, they'll figure it out later. Like it's not.
Yeah, I wouldn't care about the 7-year-old. I'm like, you will make up for it. Who cares? But for Phoenix, she's going into 6th grade. So next year is important because she then needs to get into
middle school. Yeah.
Got it.
And so like, I have to get her into, like, how do I do that when I don't know how to act? You know what I mean? So I'm definitely nervous.
Yeah.
For that.
Have they said that schools are going back in the fall or no?
No, they have not said that. I don't know because I feel like, you know, in 2 weeks, we're all going to be in a really bad situation or somehow magically COVID goes away. I don't. So I would imagine if we were all out that things wouldn't be as great. And so then we wouldn't have school next year. But I really like, we're about to find out.
Is your salon open yet or no?
No. So I'm the last stage. So I think everyone that can wear a mask and the customer or client wear a mask, you can go back. And obviously for a facial, you can't. So I would be last. They're not talking about it, but also like, I guess we see in 2 weeks.
Have you been able to do private clients or have you not felt comfortable doing that?
I haven't. I mean, technically it would be illegal, right? And there's all these weird laws too now, if you're that, you know, if you're working and people that are working for you get COVID and they find out it's from you, there's nothing on insurance, like any kind of insurance that will help you. So you have to be really careful. But no, I haven't felt comfortable, and people are only asking me now. They just started asking, I'm ready, can I come into your studio? Good news is I won't work with anybody else. So when it's time, I'll just go in with me, DJ, and the client. I won't work with the other girls. So
do you know what we should do, Mads?
Right, what?
When it's safe and quarantine's a little bit more over and we have a handle, we should book a whole day. Do you call it a salon or a spa? What do you call it?
I call it my studio, but I really
in
don't
your
care.
Studio. And are we allowed to sit on the couches and read for an hour before?
I feel like, yeah, because it will be just cool. Us.
Incredible. Cool. We're booking it.
Yeah. You could just lay there.
Oh, it's like so spectacular. Here. I just can imagine how calming the environment is. Like, do you feel like when you walk in there, you must have this just like sense of soothingness?
Yeah, it was a dream of mine to build it, and we built it in June. So it's just a few days ago. And so it sucks, obviously, because obviously there was a lot of money that was borrowed to build that studio. So all of that is like stressful, but I'm kind of just like, I tend to ignore things and just go, it's going to be,
it'll work out.
It is what it is. But I used to just every day that I walked in, it was so great. So I'm sure I'll have that feeling again. I have not gone back in there since all of this. So I haven't been, I don't know how long we've been.
Like 3 months. Oi.
But I haven't been there once. I haven't seen any part of it. And when I know it's time, I may go back. I also didn't want to go back when, you know, the place had to be boarded and I didn't want to see it. So I have not been there, but possibly next week I will go check it out.
So special. So I do want to touch on a little bit about the state of the world and what was happening last week. You are a Black woman and you are in the wellness and skincare space, which I think is pretty dominated heavily by white either women or people. I'd love to just kind of give you the floor to kind of talk about any observations or things that you've been feeling this week. You know, you can speak to our Black listeners or just anyone as a whole. We'd love to kind of hear what's been on your mind.
Or even how you're explaining this to your children.
For my kids, it's weird. They understand. I don't know how much they understand, how much it's really affecting them. And I try to explain. I also have one child that looks white completely and one that has darker skin. So it's a little different. I try to really let my lighter skin daughter understand like that she is part Black and how important that is. But I think it's just really confusing. I know that both of them have a lot of anxiety about leaving the house. And which is crazy because I've always had that issue, but like now they're in it. So it's even scarier. Like, you know, I wanted to like get them to do protests and stuff like that, but they've been very nervous. So I've just been really patient with them. And as far as the skincare business, it's always been working for me has not been a challenge. That's why I grew up in a really small town and that was a complete challenge. I dealt with a lot of racism because I'm mixed and, you know, there weren't a lot of Black people there. So it was definitely very hard, but I knew that and that's why I left. And I left the first chance that I could and I came right to Los Angeles and it's just different here. So as far as my brand, has it been a struggle? No, but I also am so light skin. I don't have all my real hair. And so people look at me and I have no idea who I am or what I am. And so I think that that's the difference between someone that's darker skin. And so through all of this, it's been a huge challenge for me because I feel like it was my job and it will be my job going forward to let people know that I am African American. And because I didn't create my skincare line for any race. And that's why I never spoke of it. But now I know it's definitely my job to speak about it. So I think that that's the only difference that I think that's something that I've learned through all of this I want to change.
Yeah, that's interesting, is that you went into skincare not necessarily, you know, and I think that sometimes makeup probably has a little bit of a heavier,
And hair.
Yeah, it has more
makeup
attention.
Hair, of course. Yeah. Of course, and that's a different thing. But with skincare, you don't need a certain skincare because you're Black or Asian. You really don't. It's your skin type. It has nothing to do with that. And I know there's certain brands that will say that, but it's not true. But with hair, of course. With hair and makeup, yes, 100%. So it's just something that I never focused on because I didn't want it to be about that. But I now know that it's a struggle. I've so many friends in the beauty industry that have struggled. And so I just want to make, I definitely want to make that clear and people to know.
That's a very interesting distinction. I've never thought of it like that, that the intention behind a skincare line doesn't have to, you know, come from different cultural backgrounds or races or ethnicities. It's just skin is skin, you know, and there's something quite beautiful in that pursuit, yeah, because you're not forced to necessarily have a certain intention of which community you want to go after, but you can create something in the beauty space that is for everybody.
Yeah. And that's what I wanted to do. And I think that's always been my focus, because being, when you're mixed race, it's much different. And the fact that sometimes you get it from both sides and, you know, I wasn't Black enough and, you know, or, so I had it from a lot of different places. And so for me, it wasn't even a thought. I knew that I had grown up with racism. I just wanted to leave and I wanted to be in a big city. And that's one of the things I love about being in Los Angeles. It's not something that I deal with daily, but I'm not saying that it doesn't exist for so many people, because it really does.
Yeah. And using your platform, I think, to amplify those voices. And, you know, that's what we've been doing on OK Sis as well. I mean, we, in the past, we haven't been, you know, as good as we could have been with diversity in the guests that we've brought on. And we came to terms with that last week and kind of really reflected on why it is that we typically only highlight white women voices. And it's probably because of our circle and of our network and of what our Instagram looks like and what are and the products that we typically promote. And it has been just so eye-opening, especially last week, to see all these incredible women and products that we would love to promote, but for some reason just like weren't in our gaze. And it's so nice to expand that view. And I really encourage everyone to diversify your feed, because it's just such a richer existence. And our podcast is going to be so much more colorful as a result. And I think it's just going to, it's only going to bring positivity.
Also, I loved seeing Nichelle on Instagram on the loudspeaker. She was killing it.
That all the time, right?
But I was like thinking about it, I was like, this is what she does to you in the class. Like she's a born person.
It's what she was supposed to do. I said this the first time I took her class. I don't actually like to exercise. I definitely don't want to be yelled at and I don't want to spin. And I said to her after taking, I've never taken she's just so empowering. And I was like, I think you're supposed to be like Oprah or something. Like that's where she needs to go.
She is a hype woman.
100%. I'm not a worker outer by any means. And I took her class and I have never worked so hard and mentally thought that I could work that hard. One, I knew Nichelle was going to call me out if I didn't. Right. So I was 100%. Scared. I was scared. And then I took her brother's class and I was somehow in the front row. And I think he said something like, Is that all your knees do? Or like, that's pretty slow. And I was like, I'm really working hard over here.
It's a serious class. It's very scary. I've been doing her Zoom class.
I know. I was seeing you. You're on your Peloton.
But I close it after 20 minutes. Like, I'm done. I shut it off. And she texts me after. And she's like, you made it 20. I was like, and that's all you're getting. Because she can't hear me. I just shut it. We're done.
That's so funny. So sweet. Oh my God.
Okay. I want to hear some of your thoughts on maybe some like recent products you've been using, maybe some masks. Like, what do you got? I know you do your Sunday masks. What are some like new things that you can tell our listeners to keep an eye out for?
New things. You know what? Unfortunately, I haven't done a lot of new lately because I've been trying to, it's been a lot harder to create at home and labs are just starting to open up. So I don't have a lot of new. I'm loving the new face. I'm using it more than, which is microcurrent. Mm-hmm. I don't usually use my at-home device that often because I just go to work, but I've been loving that. And I think that's great. And there's so many different types that you can get. Still loving LED light. I've been using a mask by Cosmetics a lot, which is called Clear, which is really good for, it's kind of more like a detox mask, but also great for acne. And I've been using an Is Clinical, their Hydra Cooling Intensive Mask. That's latest. So that's what I've been doing lately.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think I've been taking this time to kind of strip out a lot of these excess products that I might have been using and like really getting down to basics. And I think for a long time I was introducing a lot of new stuff too fast and at least not letting it sink in to my to my skin and actually let it be effective.
It's a good time too to figure it out. You know what I mean? We have all the time in the world right now.
But also, so I have like my stuff that I figured out my regulars, the stuff I repurchase. But is it true, because I've heard this, that your skin kind of gets immune sometimes to your routine and that you have to switch it up?
Is that true? If you're using really effective products, I mean, I've been using the same products for years and years and years. And yes, sometimes you'll want to switch it up. You feel a little bored or whatever, but you can alternate or use one product more. But if your products are great, no, you don't have to change them. I think, you know, going from summer to winter, you may need a moisturizer that's a little heavier or need to add in a, you know, a serum that's hydrating before your moisturizer. But no, I don't, I definitely would say that's definitely a big myth.
Okay, that's good to know because I was thinking about that.
Your skin can get used to it in the sense that if you're using a retinol and in the beginning you were peeling and then you're not peeling anymore, but does that mean it's not as effective? Absolutely.
Talk to us about vitamin C because I've been like missing that ingredient in my routine right now. And I know that it's really effective.
Yeah.
Talk to us about like what you recommend and some of the benefits of that type of serum.
I use the Drunk Elephant one. Is that good?
You know what? I don't know a lot about it, but I love Drunk Elephant. I use Is Clinical. I just love all their serums. They're pretty potent. Their vitamin C serums are 15%, which is a great percentage and it's pretty strong. And so vitamin C is great because it helps protect your skin from environmental stressors like pollution and the sun. So it's important to use an antioxidant like a vitamin C in the day. So if you can, some people can't tolerate one, it is good to use one daily. Very important.
I think that my skin tolerates because I put on retinol and I don't get any peeling.
No, that's good.
And I put on vitamin C all the time and I've never noticed anything different.
That's not a bad thing. I have to use a lot of anything to any active to really see any peeling. And that's not a bad thing.
Yeah. And I use the baby facial Drunk Elephant and it doesn't really burn me that much.
Yeah. Your skin can tolerate. It's the same thing with me. I get really bad melasma and I use a prescription strength hydroquinone and tretinoin. And most people can't do that without peeling and I won't peel at all. So some people's skin can handle it.
Yeah, are tougher. Yeah. What about, I've been getting these like, I don't know if it's rosacea, but it is red bumps a little bit and redness, and I know the retinol will help with that, but is there something a little higher grade or more specific to target that you would recommend?
If it's rosacea, a lot of times, retinol can help, but it also using too much can make it worse. So with rosacea, sometimes you have to use things that are really like calming and hydrating. So it just depends. So like even having like a hyaluronic acid serum with aloe in it after your retinol would help, or maybe alternating the two so you're not stripping your skin.
Oh, do you recommend putting like a hydrating serum after your retinol and then a moisturizer?
It just depends if you need it. So I usually do, but not everyone has to.
And what hydrating serum do you use? Because we're trying to look like you.
It depends on your skin type, but either Dr. Nigma Serum Number 1 or Hydracool by Is Clinical. I love them both. Serum Number 1 is more hydrating than Hydracool. Hydracool is better for redness.
I'm going to get, it's Is Clinical. I've been calling it IS Clinical.
I know. You know what? It used to be okay to call them. First of all, they don't care at all. But I feel like at one point it was IS, and I called it IS up until last year. And they were like, oh, I just wanted to mention. And I
was my God.
They were like, we don't care if you want to keep calling it that. I was like, how did you not tell me?
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Is Clinical. I'm going to get the vitamin C because I just ran out of my Drunk Elephant one and I was going to reorder it. But I now kind of listening to you talk, I realize that my skin can handle a lot more.
Well, send you samples so you can try it first because it is stronger. I'm sure you can handle it, but so you know. So there's two different ones. One's Pro Heal, which is more soothing and calming. And then Super Serum, which is more for scarring. But both.
Oh, I need some scarring.
Yeah. They're great.
I'm going to get that one.
And then you're a big advocate of the active serum too from them.
Love it.
So you wouldn't recommend though putting that on the same night as retinol.
I wouldn't, but I do have clients that do it, but I don't like to tell people that without really seeing their skin because that's a lot of actives.
Sure.
If you put them together, all of a sudden you could get really irritated and red. So some people do it. It works. I could do it. It would be fine. But like, if I don't know you, I'm going to definitely say alternate.
Mm-hmm. And that is a more targeted toward acne.
It's glycolic salicylic and lactic acid. So it's brightening. It exfoliates. It's anti-aging, great for someone that's pregnant because their products don't go into the bloodstream. So it has a lot of the same benefits as a retinol, but yes, definitely really great for acne.
Love that. Are you still on your celery juice kick?
No, I forgot that I ever did that.
I won't do it because it's just too much prep in the morning.
I remember you said you don't drink caffeine.
Yeah,
no. Coffee. Then you were saying that you are an Erewhon celery juice girl.
Yeah, that's over.
That's over? That's done.
I haven't had any juices. No, I haven't even had Air One in so long. No, I'm just like a no carb person.
Okay.
I will never be a no carb person.
That's hard.
That's all I am, is a no carb. And if I fall off, then I go deep in.
Yeah.
I go very deep.
I want to hear your thoughts on collagen. Is it like ingestible? So powders and things like that. What are your thoughts? Does it actually work for skin?
I don't think we know yet if it truly works for skin because I don't know that we've had enough testing. I take collagen every single day. It's really good for your gut, and I have gut things. So I think it's really great. And I also feel like it's definitely not going to hurt. Mm-hmm. And why not take it? Especially because gut and your skin go hand in hand. So I do take it every day, but can I tell you that it's boosting collagen in my skin when I ingest it? I don't know that we have the answer to that yet.
What about the collagen mask from Mario Badescu?
I don't know about his, but I would pretty much say that using a mask that has collagen in it probably doesn't do anything.
Well, it smells really nice.
Yeah, and by the way, it probably has so many other things that work, but like, I just don't know, like, I don't
if that ingredient's doing
on that really say how much that's absorbing into your, you know, it's not even about absorbing into your skin. Can it really do anything? You know, we collagen in our, I just don't know the answer on that one. I would say that all of those things are so new. For instance, like retinol boosts collagen in your skin. Retinol we've been using forever. Like, you know, when I was in high school, like people were using Retin A, and over time we then got to see what someone in their 60s who had been using it forever looks like now, and they have no wrinkles. So that's why I can say that. But ingesting collagen in your shake, that's new. That's
right.
That's a good point.
Right. Yeah.
This is like,
give me, I know, I'm just like, I'm okay, getting all the, I'm getting all the info. I'm getting all the info. So, I want to hear your thoughts on facial massage and lymphatic drainage. Are you pro?
I'm fully down. I don't personally do it. I went to school for massage. I didn't really get into facial massage. It was never my thing. I would much rather have microcurrent done to my face, but like, I'm not against it. I think you would probably have to do a lot of it to really see a difference, but I don't think there's anything.
Shawnee, I suffer from puffy face. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I wake up and my face looks like I gained 50 pounds overnight. Yep. And I went to a facial massage, and it was a 45-minute granted. And it was intense. Right. Like, it hurt, right? I looked in the mirror after, and I was like, wow.
Well, lymphatic drainage is... it's great for that 100%. I just like, I do it with the new face. Mm-hmm. That's just me, but 100%.
So wait, can you talk about microcurrent? Cause maybe people are kind of confused. I get confused between like what microcurrent versus like microneedling is.
So microcurrent is low level electric current that is basically like exercise for your muscles. Super easy to do with at home devices. Or you use a stronger professional one. And it basically is that it's exercise for your muscles. So it helps to prevent sagging, and it lifts and tones. So I've always been a big fan. It's kind of instant. And if you continue to do that, whether you're getting professional treatments or doing it at home, it's really going to slow everything down, the aging process. So I love it. And I prefer that more than like if I was going to pick facial massage or that.
Oh,
microcurrent. Yeah.
Okay. Good
to
know.
I got to get on the microcurrent. Yeah. I got to get on it. What are you still watching Real Housewives?
Yes. So I was not watching any TV at all, and I just started. So I just went back into it. I'm catching up. I may go into it tonight as well. So I'm really into Beverly Hills, and I'm also really into Below Deck.
Oh,
I've seen an episode of that or two.
So I'm going to go into those. And also, I just started picking back up on Vanderpump.
Yes.
So I am, I'm in those.
You're in, yeah. No, I've been watching, I've been watching this current season of Beverly Hills. And I just, you know, I love watching like both Vanderpump and Beverly Hills because I know all the places they're going. And it's just like really fun to kind of see like, oh, yeah. I go there. I know where you're going.
My husband works for The Bold and the Beautiful, and Denise Richards is on that show now. So it's even more exciting that I'm like,
oh my God,
how great is that? So I don't know how long she's been on the show, but it's great. And I love the show. I do love the show. I think it's their drama is so good. It's way better than the others, at least this season. So good.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you watch New York?
You know, I did. I started picking up the other day, but I'm just not feeling it yet. I need to give it more time.
Yeah. I just think their drama is just like them being drunk,
right?
Which is fun, right. Which is great and entertaining.
Right.
But it's like, that is the drama,
right?
Is them
You're right.
Drunk.
It's just that. And now Luann, she's drunk. It's too fun.
The whole game.
Yeah.
I know. Okay. What other quarantine like self-care hacks have you been implementing during this time? Are you meditating? You're not exercising. So,
I'm not really doing any of those things. I should meditate. In the beginning, I was working so much. It was like constant. I couldn't even breathe. So nothing at all. I try to walk every day. I fell off this last couple of weeks pretty hardcore. Ate so many frozen gummy worms, fell apart. And then As of today, I have not had a gummy worm, and I think that I'm back. And I went back to walking today. And so I was doing the Peloton. I took a break from that. So I'm just like slowly going in. But no, other than that, no, I've just been really on it as far as like trying to take care of my skin, trying to eat right, take my vitamins.
I love how real you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've had ramen. There was a point where I was having ramen twice a week.
Yeah, at one point, it definitely was dark in the beginning, for sure.
Yeah. But now, and like the wine was just going.
Well, that's not going away. I decided that, let's not talk about that. That can't go away.
Yeah. Like,
that is the staple.
Yeah, it's just, what are we going to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
Yeah.
You have to.
Oh my gosh. You're amazing.
You're an angel.
I'm so happy we got to catch up, and I hope we can see you in person soon.
Yes. Where are you guys?
Right now we're in San Diego. I live in San Diego. So Mads is here quarantining at our dad's house for this month. So we've been able to record in person, but for the first like 2 months we were recording separately over Zoom. So it's nice to be in the same room as her.
I'm sure. Okay. Well, hopefully we'll see each other soon.
Yeah. Wait, tell everyone where they can find you.
And find your products.
Yeah. You can find me like Instagram or my website, ShawneeDarden.com or at ShawneeDarden on Instagram. And my products are now at Sephora.
Mazel tov.
Mazel. I love you, girls.
We're so happy for
you. I love you.
Love you too.
It was good to talk to you. Bye.